This Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Richmond Karluki. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma yesterday called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the latter's residence in New Delhi. The duo discussed shifting of Assam Rifles from the heart of Aizawl city to the new allocated camp at Zokhauthar, which is about 10 kilometers from Aizawl. They also discussed the state government's flagship program, Bana Kaig, which is a hand-holding policy aimed at giving financial support and promotion of entrepreneurs of the state. The Chief Minister also briefed the Prime Minister on the Zo ethnic Baum refugees from Bangladesh. Lal Duhoma also presented some of the organic produce of Mizoram, such as passion fruit, dragon fruit, banana and bamboo shoot to the Prime Minister. The Chief Minister informed that the state government is giving top priority to agriculture and horticulture sectors for the economic development of the state. In Mizoram, the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Mizo Meche Insukhaum Pol, MHIP, which is the state's largest women's organization, was held across the state yesterday. The state-level celebration was held at Assam Rifles Lamwal, in the heart of Aizawl city. Speaking on the historic occasion, Home Minister K. Sapdanga lauded the women's community of Mizoram for their active participation in the overall development of the state. The Home Minister said that MHIP has contributed a yeoman's service for the state and appreciated its activities for the last 50 years. Sapdanga said that women are the torchbearers of society and the family. He also said that their dedication to the society is much appreciable. The lone woman's cabinet minister Lal Rinpui, who also attended the celebration, said that the Mizo women have made great strife and progress in all walks of life in recent times. In flood-hit Assam, there is no respite from incessant rains across the state. Nearly 24 lakh people are affected in the second wave of floods. 6 persons lost their lives. Rescue and relief measures are being carried out by the administration. Several ministers of the state visited flood-hit areas, and some parts of Guwahati also witnessed waterlogging. Flood water also damaged infrastructure, croplands, and animals. In Assam, the Sampurnata Abhiyan is being implemented at different aspirational districts in the state. As part of the event, various events have been organized yesterday at Baksa district. An awareness rally was held yesterday morning by the Speaker of the Bodoland Territorial Council, Katiram Bodo, and District Commissioner Krishna Barwa. The district administration also organized an art competition among school students yesterday. In Manipur, the 75th state-level Van Mahotsav was celebrated yesterday at Lamdeng Makha Leikai under Imphal West District. As part of the celebration, the State Forest and Environment Minister, T.H. Biswajit, led others in a tree plantation drive in which around 2,000 seedlings were planted to make a greener future. The celebration was held under the theme Ek Per Ma Ki Naam Pe. And the participants, including many students along with their mothers, took pledge under Lifestyle for Environment. An awareness campaign called Know Your Tree was also launched by the State Forest Department during the celebration in order to provide information of important trees across the Imphal city with creative signages on the trees. CRPF, personnel, representatives from civil society organizations and local elected members participated in the event. In Meghalaya, the Khasi Students' Union Central Body, led by its President Lambok Starwell Margar and General Secretary Donald V. Thaba, along with the members, yesterday erected the inner-line permit check gate at Paham Maulen village under the National Highway 6 in Rebhoy district to protest over the adamant attitude of the state government to combat illegal influx into the state. Besides the erection of check gate, the KSU leaders and members also conducted checking of public vehicles, saying that outsiders would not be allowed to enter the state without valid documents. The magistrate and Rebhoy police rushed to the spot and intervened the matter, urging the KSU to stop erecting the ILP check gate and also urged for talks. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashwani Shillong. Have a nice day.